Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program that's tuning in through 92.3 FM. Let's welcome our good friends joining us online around the world thanks to blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Denise Bestman is making her first appearance here on our program to talk to us not only about her love of music, but what it's been like for her to share that with the world. We're also going to be hearing a single from Denise as well, a single called Hidden. Denise, good afternoon to you, and welcome to Conversations Live.
Hi, hello. Thank you for having me on the show. It's a great honor.
Well, look, the honor is definitely all of ours. Congratulations to you, Denise, you know, not only on being able to do what you love, but to be able to share that with people. What has it been like for you to be able to not only to sing, but also to see how people respond to your singing?
Well, it's been good. It actually makes me better because it makes me like to understand what people want of me more. So it's kind of like, it's all right. I mean, I learn from their, you know, like judgments and stuff. So that actually makes me better into more of a better singer and performer.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the things I thought was so interesting when I was prepping for the segment with you, Denise, is that you actually were in a commercial spot singing probably one of my favorite songs by one of my favorite authors, of course, that being Adele with Rolling in the Deep. I think everyone kind of remembers that commercial. You know, do you feel as though everything in your life, do you think it's kind of prepared you for where you are right now when it comes to, you know, the different things you've been able to do and where music is taking you?
I think it does because without this, it basically started when I was in, like, you know, like a chorus, my PS22 chorus. It taught me a lot and how to, you know, cope with everything and to handle, like, different sizes of crowds and stuff. And I think now it brought me up in this way because, yeah, as I'm getting older and being a performer, a lot of stuff is going to be coming up and, you know, it teaches me a lot, I think, and I think it really did. So I think, yeah.
Do you also think one of the cool things about this, Denise, is that you're able to show other people your age what is possible for them? You are living your dream. Is it being great for you to show them that they can live theirs too?
I think it is. I think it's a great way to show them that, you know, nothing can stop you, and you just have to, you know, like, follow your heart. And, like, see, what I do, I pray every night. So I think that's a good tip for people my age to do. Pray every night and, you know, see where it takes you.
Exactly. See where it takes you. And I think there's really no limit. So, you know, you mentioned the chorus, you know, when you first started. I mean, did you have any, I mean, when you were growing up, Denise, who were some of the artists that you enjoyed listening to?
Well, definitely Beyonce, hands down. Mm-hmm. And I would say Whitney Houston.
Okay.
Because those are the two main people, Beyonce and Whitney Houston. So.
Well, those are definitely two great ones. You know, Beyonce and, of course, Whitney Houston. I mean, just an amazing voice. You know, I think what is so great about you, Denise, which is why I'm glad you were able to come on the show to talk to us about, you know, your love of music, but also to introduce the singles, because, you know, I have seen people, you know, who have come on the show who, you know, it's very obvious that they have a gift. I think it's a great thing to look at you and say, singing is her gift. When you hear people say that, when you hear people say that they love your voice, when you hear people say they love the way that you sing, how does that make you feel?
It makes me feel very good. Not only that, but that people love me and that they actually take time out of their day to, like, listen to me. And it makes me even more a better performer and singer. So, yeah.
Yeah. You know, I have always felt as though when you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, that nothing can really stand in your way. What is it that you think, Denise, keeps you with a positive attitude? What keeps you motivated? What keeps you looking forward to every day singing and being able to perform?
Definitely my mom. She's a big supporter. She has my head on strong. Like, she tells me the negatives and positives of this, you know, singing world, because there are a lot of negatives and there are also a lot of positives. So she just tells me, you know, do the right thing, don't get in trouble, don't get mixed up with the wrong crowd. So I always have that in the back of my mind, you know, when I'm in a situation.
Well, it's nothing like having that support at home. For those that are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with Denise Bestman. She's making her first appearance here on our program to talk to us about her love of music, but also, of course, you know, what it's been like for her to share that. Denise, I want you to take us to when you're in front of an audience, when you're standing in front of an audience and you begin to sing. Talk to us about what it's like for you to see how people respond to your music and how you feel to be able to perform for them.
I think it's, can you please repeat the question? I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, no problem. Now, I was just wondering, can you tell us what it's like for you when you're standing in front of an audience? And I sure, you know, I tell people all the time, I get nervous doing this show all the time, but then once the show starts, I'm okay. What is it like for you when you're in front of an audience and you're getting ready to perform? What is it like for you to see how they are responding to your music and responding to you singing?
What is it like for me? When I read the comments, especially like on YouTube, like there's some negatives there. Like, people tell me that, oh, like, her voice is too high, she's yelling the song. I usually don't pay attention to that because, you know, they're not usually going what I'm going through.
Right.
So, but I mostly pay attention to the positives.
Yes.
So, I mean, I don't really pay attention to all of that, but when I'm in front of a big crowd, I always think of good stuff, good positive stuff to keep me motivated and do a good job. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's a great example for all of us, to think about the positive. I think that is exactly what all of us should do. So the single we're going to be listening to is called Hidden. Talk to us a little bit about the song, Denise.
Okay.
Can you tell us a little bit about the song, Hidden?
Oh, Hidden is basically about a relationship between me and my father. We had, like, you know, stuff like... It was pretty rocky. He's been, like, out of my life and stuff, so I just wanted to dedicate that song to between us, you know, and I wanted to share it with the world. So, yeah, that's
all
what
right.
It's about.
Well, that's a great message. Here is Denise Bestman with Hidden. We'll be right back with more conversations with Denise. Make sure you guys stay with us.
Just a blur holding on to the age. When life seems so dear, I don't care about the promises never keep. I just want my daddy's arms to rock this girl to sleep. My eyes are filled with water, the tears, they just run dry. Ocean comes between, it seems distant as the sky. This love stays hidden, cause I can't see your face. This love stays.
That was Denise Bestman with Hidden here on Conversations Live 92.3 FM and online through blogtalkradio.com. Denise, I think it's great what you've been able to do, and again, being able to pursue your goal, pursue your dream of being able to sing, and now, of course, for the world to be able to hear you. What advice would you give to people out there, Denise, about the importance of pursuing their dream, no matter what it might be?
My advice to people is that don't pay attention to what other people have to say. Do what you please to do. Follow your heart especially. And, you know, you can take advice, but at the end of the day, you're the one who's doing it, so just listen. So just listen to yourself. And be yourself. Don't forget where you come from. That's one thing. And, you know, just have fun.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, you know what? I think that is one of the great things for all of us to be able to remember. You know, don't pay attention to anything else. Focus on yourself, because only then can you be better. Denise, again, congratulations to you. You guys can stay in contact with Denise on her website at www.denisebestman.com. She also has a Facebook fan page. You can look her up also under Denise Bestman there to be able to stay in contact with her and also what she has coming up. Denise, again, you know, thank you so much for coming on the program this afternoon. We look forward to staying in contact with you.
Thank you. And also, my Twitter is Denise_Bestman. Yeah.
All right, Denise_Bestman. Thank you so much for that. We'll make sure that we tag you with the link for the show as well. So as I said, you know, feel free to come back anytime, Denise.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, more than welcome. Now, if you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation with Denise, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air here. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and also share with your friends using the social media buttons there. That's going to do it for us for this edition of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for tuning into this edition of Conversations Live. Make it a great one.